Triple Flicks. Dropping up, dropping up.
What's going on, everybody? Everybody, yeah. It's Chatty Bobby. Chatty Bobby's back. All right, Chad. What a way to just scare everybody off. Chatty Bobcast, episode 19, I think. Oh, leaving work at old Best Bizzle for shizzle. Fucking white people. God. I just hope everybody's having a good day. You know what I mean? The world is shitty sometimes, and you just gotta do what you gotta do. And you gotta do whatever you can do to make yourself get through the day. You know, try your hardest to not snap on somebody. Work on your patience. Work on your understanding. Work on your damn temper. I mean, you know, I amp myself up a lot when I'm in videos and on these podcasts, but I'm a very laid-back person. It takes a very lot. I've said very so many times. It takes a lot to get my goat. It takes a lot to grind my gears. But, I have stuff I need to work on as a human being. What is this, a self-help tape, Chad? Shut the fuck up. I hope everybody's doing well. It is a Tuesday. We're going up on a Tuesday. We're going home on a Tuesday. That's what we're doing. I'm coming home to the place where I belong. Was that Chris Daughtry from American Idol? Fuck at it. Oh, man. It looks like the bottom's fixing to fall out. Mother Nature's fixing to come a golden shower on us, looks like. I mean, how does that vehicle's running? There was no bumper. I mean, it looks like it didn't even have a door or a steering wheel in it. I mean, but it's, I guess it's passing Marta. I don't know, probably not. My obsession with Live PD has become unhealthy. Now that I find out that it's on the A&E app, that's all I fucking watch now. I've always been a fan of Live PD. But that's all I've been watching. Like, I can't stop watching it. It's just endless entertainment for me. So, yeah, there was that. So, how about the $198 million lottery? The ticket was sold out of Hendersonville, Tennessee, which is 5 minutes from where I work. What about that shit? $200 million lottery ticket was sold 5 minutes from where I work. That makes me sick to know I didn't play. $200 million, that's a lot of money. I mean, stop, Chevy. Don't worry about what's in my passenger seat. Oh. We're in the mode of hands free. You know, they've finally laid the law down. The police have laid the law down here in Tennessee. I don't know about everywhere else, but you're not allowed to be on your phone. You're not allowed to touch your phone. We've been talking about that every week, but it's legit. People are coming in Best Buy pissed the fuck off if they got pulled over. Well, you knew the law was intact. You think it just didn't apply to you, motherfucker? Oh, God, I feel bad for that homeless person sitting on the bench. Damn it. Don't use your hands and your phone. Do like I'm doing. People's doing the Bluetoothies and all that stuff now. I mean, it's just, you just got to change with the times, man. Don't you remember a day when you didn't use your phone while you was driving? Well, that's not now. It's not the way it goes anymore. But yeah, we're driving into the fucking eye of the devil's butthole. What? We're driving into a storm. It looks like it's going to storm. That's what I meant. And not ridiculous etiquette. It's been a good week, man. Since I talked to y'all last, my gout's flared back up. I've had issues with gout over the last 10 years. I haven't had a flare up in like a year and a half. And when that gout flares up, man, you can't really do much on your fucking foot. You just got to sit home and be a little bitch. Cause it is rough, but it's getting better. Still not drinking sodas and energy drinks, and I haven't had a drop of alcohol since November of 2018, so I'm almost a year alcohol-free. My thing is, I've never been one that just loved alcohol. I've always done it here and there, but if you told me you can never drink again, Chad, I wouldn't even lose a winkety-doo to sleep. I don't even know if I'm repeating myself from last night. I probably am. Who gives a shit, right? I'm sorry, homeless lady. I don't want to buy your roses today. I wish you all the best. But yeah, things are good. Went and saw Crawl this weekend. I thought it was awesome. It's a crocodile movie, man. Done very well. Not like cheesy. Not ridiculous. It was done really well. It was an hour and a half long panic attack is what it was. Because it was alligators that were attacking during a hurricane, and they were stuck in a crawl space in their house. So it was alligators, which are terrifying, and it was hurricanes, which are terrifying, and then it was claustrophobia, which was, I'm claustrophobic, so let me just triple threat of terrifying right there. Like, I recommend you see it if you're into that kind of stuff. It did exactly what I wanted it to do. It was a fun movie. That was scary. It was shot well. I thought it was great. Same guy that directed The Hills Have Eyes remake, Alexandra Aja, I think's his name. Aja, I'm not sure how to say it because I'm a redneck, so I don't know how to speak like proper stuff. But I loved Hills Have Eyes remake, and I thought this one was great. So yeah, go see it, man. They released the trailer for 3 from Hell this past week, yesterday. As this has been recorded on a Tuesday, it's been uploaded on a Wednesday. And Rob Zombie released the full trailer for 3 from Hell, which is the third installment of the House of Thousand Corpses Devil's Reject saga. Devil's Rejects is my favorite sequel of all time to any horror movie. I love it. I like the first 40 minutes of House of Thousand Corpses. Then I think it goes downhill after that. But the only issue I have with this 3 from Hell, I'm going to see it, but it's a Fathom event, so he can't even get it in theaters like legit. It's not even at the theater we normally go to. We're going to go see it in September. It's like a 3-day Fathom event. I'm assuming it'll come on Blu-ray very shortly after that. The trailer looks really cool. Looked creepy, looked like gritty, and like it's gonna be like batshit crazy. Looked like only issue, man. If you've seen House of a Thousand Corpses and you've seen Devil's Rejects, at the end of Devil's Rejects, they're on the interstate getting shot at by the police for the entire duration of Freebird. Freebird is a 13 minute song. They got shot for 13 minutes, and my whole thing with 3 from Hell was like, how is Rob Zombie gonna just explain this? And he did exactly what I hope he wasn't going to do. He just said, oh, well, they survived it. They survived the shots. They got shot for 13 minutes. In slow motion, they got shot. And in the trailer, they said it was a 1 in a million chance, but all 3 of them survived. So I was like, oh, shit. But still, I'm not going to let that frustrate me enough to... I still want to see it. I don't think we're going to see a lot of Sid Haig in it because of Sid Haig's age and health. He wasn't in much of the trailer at all. There's a new character there now they keep showing. I forgot what his name is. But I guess he's somebody that either they meet in jail or maybe he's a family member that they never talk about. I'm not exactly sure. But it looks crazy. I'm excited about it regardless. I know the new Tarantino movie comes out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I think, with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. It comes out not this weekend, but next weekend, so I want to go see that. I don't really know what to make of it from the trailer. I mean, I'm a fan of all of Tarantino's stuff. He hasn't made a bad movie to me. There's some of his that I'm not a huge fan of, but I'm looking forward to that. Also, in August, we've got the sequel to 47 Meters Down. It's 47 Meters Down Uncaged, I think. I was a big fan of 47 Meters Down. I love shark movies and, like, creature features. And I thought that one did really well. I mean, it did have kind of a weird part towards the end. Got kind of like wonky, but I'm looking forward to it. Another movie that's coming out in August that we saw the trailer for, it was called Ready or Not. It looks fun. It's basically about a family, a husband and wife that are just, they're just getting married. And before she marries him, they do this tradition where they meet at the family's house and play hide and seek over the course of one night, right? Well, apparently this family's fucking batshit crazy, and hide and go seek, if you get found, they kill you. So it's a cool concept. It's R-rated. I'm excited about that. The only thing about it is the trailer showed way too much. They showed like 3 or 4 kills in the trailer. I'm not a fan of that, but I am looking forward to that movie. And then September, man, we've got Three from Hell, and we've got It Chapter 2. The It Chapter 2 trailer is perfect to me. I don't want to see any more trailers on it. I don't want them to show too much. They show just enough. The trailer is terrifying. It got me super hype about it. I'm looking forward to it. And there's another movie coming out called The Hunt, I believe. It looks kind of like Surviving the Game, that old Ice-T movie where this group of people are out in the woods and they're being hunted by these rich people. It looks cool, though. I think it may actually be a Blumhouse. I could be wrong, though. Maybe that was something else I saw. Maybe it was something else I saw. But there's some good stuff coming out, man. You know, I mainly just care about the horror stuff, but I'm excited about all those titles, man. I'll be going to see those. I know either at the end of this month or in the month of August, Regal is going to be announcing their subscription service. So if I could see at least 3 movies a month, I'd pay $20 a month for that, because I'm paying $10 a ticket now, and I'm going every Sunday pretty much. So I would pay $20 a month to do that. The AMC one's dope. There's just not any nice AMC like theaters near me. Like, it's $20 a month and it's 3 movies a week, which is amazing. That's potentially 12 movies a month for $20. But that's where it's at, man. Oh, theater prices are just so ridiculous. We're like halfway through this and I haven't even came up with a name for it yet. Hashtag 5 o'clock traffic. No, I'm not calling it that. That's stupid. I am sitting in it, though. I know one thing. It is swamp nuts hot. That's what... Hashtag swamp nuts hot. Oh, man. No, I don't want to do that either. That's not nice, Shane. You don't need to say stuff like that. I'm coming home. I'm just blessed to be sitting in the air conditioning right now. Is it saying it's 92 degrees? My car is pretty accurate, but that doesn't count the humidity. I can't even say that word. The humidity makes it feel like 166 outside. Give or take. Do you love me? I can make you love me. If you don't, you can tie your heart something it won't. What was that? That Bonnie Raitt song. You can't. That's a strong, powerful song right there. Bonnie Raitt? Shit. Let's give them something to talk about. Talking about love, love, love. You're gonna let me over? This motherfucker. Look here. I'm coming over. You're just gonna have to deal with it. They know this lane that I'm in is an expiring lane. Don't fucking give me shit like I can't, like it's my fault. Stop it. Hashtag Bonnie Raitt fan. That's what this is called. Hashtag Bonnie Raitt fan. You can't go wrong with some Bonnie Raitt, damn it. Redheaded goddess is what she was. And she could just bring the tears out of a grown man. You listen to that song. I can't make you love me if you don't. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking universal language right there. Love. You hear me? And Bonnie Raitt knew how to speak it. And she was a sexy older little redheaded queen. Shout out to Bonnie Raitt. She's such an influence. She got Brendan Huff to karaoke her stuff on Step Brothers. Did she even sing that? I don't even know if she did. I think she did. Let's give them something to talk about. She definitely sang that. Talking about love, love, love. I mean, she brings you all aspects of the spectrum. She gives you the, I can't make you love me, which is just sad and just depressing. And then she can give you, let's give him something to talk about, motherfucker. What you want from her? What you want from Bonnie? Hashtag Bonnie Raitt fan. Don't give a fuck what you say. If you don't like Bonnie Raitt, go fuck yourself. How about that? That's the thing. Nobody's going to have to worry about going to fuck themselves, because you can't not like Bonnie Raitt. It's not a debate. Like, you can't. I don't know if I like you. You do. The answer is yes. You like Bonnie Raitt's music. I don't give a fuck what kind of music you like. If you hate country music, it doesn't apply to Bonnie Raitt. It doesn't. I'm not letting it. You can't sit here and tell me you don't like Bonnie Raitt's music. I will not accept that answer or that opinion, because it's not an opinion. The fact is, you like Bonnie Raitt's music. If you don't even know who she is, Google her. YouTube search her. All right. Now that I got that off my chest. Yeah, we're finally off the interstate. Luckily, the Best Buy that I work at now is much closer to my home. The one I used to work at was in Nashville. So I had to sit in Nashville traffic every day. So it would take me 53 minutes to get from my driveway to Best Buy in Nashville. With zero traffic. But anybody that lives in Nashville knows that there's never zero traffic. So. Okay, what just happened? What are these people doing? These people turned on their left blinker and turned right. How do you have a driver's license? I'm so confused. I can't make you love me if you don't. Yeah, buddy, roll it like a big shot. Ice cream paint job. Cream on the inside, cream on the outside. Shout out to, who was that, Duro Music? Ice cream paint job, cream on the inside, cream on the head. Oh, I know that song. And I know a lot of people did freestyles to that beat back in the day when it came out. So, I know that. I bet Duro Music even likes Bonnie Raitt. There's nothing to speculate. He does. Everybody does. there's nothing like being stuck behind an 18-wheeler. And then in the passing lane, there's another 18-wheeler that's going the exact same speed as the one that you're stuck behind. So you're just, you're in tractor trailer purgatory is what you're in. TTP. Tractor trailer purgatory. You just have to take these nuts to the face. There's just nothing you can do. You can't duck out of it. You're just going to have to catch them. There's just nothing that can be done. Carol Swain for Nashville mayor. I just saw a sign. Go vote for her. Because I can make you love me. Hashtag Bonnie Raitt fan, baby. She got some heat rocks. Yeah. I appreciate everybody subscribing. Tell your boy. If y'all haven't downloaded any of my music, please get on Apple Music or Google or YouTube or Spotify or iTunes or Amazon, wherever the hell. I think you can get it on Xbox and shit. I don't even know where it's at, to be honest. I pay them and they put it out everywhere. So wherever you can get digital shit, you can probably get Chad Arms music. You know, do your boy a favor and cop something for me. I appreciate it. It feeds my movie addiction. So I'm much obliged. We haven't got hit by the storm yet, luckily. Go around me. Is that a fucking Toyota? Is that a Prius? That is a Prius. Just smoking my boots. My Impala can go 140. It ain't ever seen 90. Because I drive like an 80-year-old woman. But this Prius is making me look like a little bitch right now. You acting like a little bitch right now, cuz. I just love that people fly by me to go up this ridge knowing that it drops to 40 miles an hour from 60. So just why speed 70 miles up the hill just to slam on your brakes and go 40? You fucktard. What do you do that for? Because you're a shoo. I need to get back to work, get back in the studio, work on this volume 4, man. I've been slipping, falling. Can't get up. You know I'm slipping. I'm falling. I got to get up. Shout out to DMX before he smoked crack. Shoo to the shoo. My allergies are pistol whipping me. I tell you that much, son. I just can't shake the shit, man. I don't ever have allergy problems. I don't have allergy problems. What's the deal with allergy problems? I just can't speak like a grown human. I sound like a 14-year-old boy. These clouds look like they could just end the earth. I mean, these are scary looking clouds. But what the fuck you gonna do, man? Mother Nature. You can't. Ain't shit you can do about her. She's gonna do what the fuck she wants to do, whenever she wants to do it. She don't have to answer to anybody. Mother Nature don't have to answer to anybody. She ain't got, she does what she fucking wants, whenever she wants. She never has to worry about getting reprimanded for anything. She can do whatever, she can just run amok. Run roughshod. Is that what they say, Tina, some us people say? He was running roughshod on the East Coast. What does that mean? Running, it's got to mean running amok, right? Is that the same thing? Smart people, comment. Well, dadgum holds CB. Yeah, my Mustang is Y2K in there. It is more cars in that damn parking lot than has ever been in there. Since they were doing the pick four meats for 20 or whatever. Whatever those small grocery stores do. Like the pick meat, you know, like the pick four, whatever it is, pick four. It's only like small grocery stores that do that, because they can't afford to like put anything on sale. So they're like, once a year they have a pick four meat sale. I'm still stuck behind this same goddamn 18 wheeler. So I know you just can't handle it, Mustang. You just can't. You can't handle it. There again, going back to the beginning of episode, just work on your patience, people. Here's the thing. If you purchased a Mustang, you don't have patience. I mean, let's just be honest. Because if you own a Mustang, you want to go fast all the time. Otherwise, why would you fucking buy one? So you're not really good at being patient. That's why you bought a Mustang. Who buys a Mustang to go the speed limit? Fuckos, that's who. I love that I finally get over to try to go around this 18-wheeler, and he speeds up. That's what I get. That's what I get for not being patient. I'm sitting here bitching. That's exactly what I get. I got my own medicine. What would you do for a Klondike bar? Undercover? Undercover copper? No, it's my one of them Crown Vicks that wants people to think they're coppers. 18-wheeler? I'm just going to go around you. I don't care if I get a ticket. I don't even care anymore. I'll just pay that bitch. Pay that bitch. Don't come over on me. Don't you come over on me, Ford Escort. Stop you. There you go. All right. We've successfully maneuvered around the tractor trailer. No more TTP, tractor trailer purgatory. We have survived. We have elevated into traffic heaven. That did sound right. I hope everybody's having a good day, man. Good day, night, weekend. Whatever the fuck you're having. I just hope it's great. Hope you're doing well, and hope you're going to the bathroom like regularly and you're not having issues there. Hope everything works on your body and mentally you're not, completely just a dumpster fire and everything's working for you. Hope everything's going good. And if you're going through something, I hope it gets better. That's all you can do is hope for the best. Chatty Bobcast, man, we're still here. 19 episodes down, and we ain't been canceled. I hadn't canceled myself. Triple Flix Mafia hasn't canceled me. The YouTube conglomerates, and I mean, God, nobody's canceled me yet. We're still here. We're still ticking. So, as long as we're still ticking, man, we're going to keep on keeping on. Can't you see what that woman love been doing to me? I hope everybody has the best time. If you've had a bad day or night and you're turning this on to cheer up, hopefully it worked. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping I beat the storm home. I got about 5 minutes left before I get home. Still ain't found out if Greenbrier's getting to McDonald's or not. You know, they just... I love how they just think it's rocket science to put restaurants in this damn city. It ain't like it's five people live here. There's several thousand people live in Greenbrier. I'm pretty sure it would be beneficial for you to put restaurants in here. Something. I mean, besides a Subway and a Domino's and a Pizza Hut and 11 Mexican restaurants and 64 thrift shops. Like, let's class it up a little. Something. But what do I know? I don't know anything. You know what I mean? I don't know shit. Triple Flix Mafia scheduled this week. We started a new top five countdown for the month of July. We're doing our top five favorite horror movie sequels. Visual Expression, or the Viz, uploaded his on Monday. I'll be sure to check that out. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you're listening to the Chatty Bobcast. Friday the 14th, coming with something Friday. And then Tony is doing his top five horror sequels on Monday. So we're going to keep this train moving. We've also got a franchise review coming out this month for Sleepaway Camp. Shout out to Chance Richardson and Revolution One Media. Shout out to Friday the 14th and The Viz for the Jaws one was interesting. Our Jaws one we disagreed on, but it was still a lot of fun. Sleepaway Camp was fun too. We got more in the works. So if you haven't subscribed to this Chatty Bobcast, please do that for me. However you're listening to this, if it's on Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon Podcast, whatever it is that you're listening to it on, YouTube, subscribe for me. It means a lot. And if you're subscribing on iTunes, please do me a solid and comment and rate it for me. Because the more ratings I get, the more searches I come up in, and it just gets more ears on it. So, and again, salute to Anchor for being an awesome platform to distribute all this stuff for me. I appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and get off here. I'm about to be at the house. And I appreciate y'all coming along for the ride once again. Episode 19 of the Chatty Bobcast. Hashtag Bonnie Raitt fan. Do your research. I love y'all. Triple Flix motherfucking mafia. Bitch.